Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of Sim is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Yes, no ordinary worship, no ordinary praise here on Daily Fire. Praise the Lord. Welcome, brothers and sisters, to the Daily Fire podcast live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul, taking you from the status quo of everyday life to glory, to glory, to glory in our Savior Jesus Christ, with a new topic, life prayer, altar call, and then assigning your task for today. I am your host, Evangelist Rossi Williams, host of Daily Fire, Hot Manna for Your Soul, Monday through Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern, and Grown Folks Real Talk Bible Study live Wednesdays at 7. So that means we got Grown Folks Bible Study on tonight, so do not miss it. Our topic for today's Daily Fire is forced energy. Forced energy. And we are coming from the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 23. While you're getting your Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in with me. Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern when I'm live, you can call in to Daily Fire by dialing 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. On Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, when Real Talk Grown Folks Bible Study is live, you can tune in by dialing that same number. But if you cannot tune in live to Daily Fire, make sure that you follow the show so the recording will be texted straight to your phone at 8 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday. And you can receive a text reminder on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. when Real Talk goes live, because we really don't record and send out the recording of Real Talk because there's no topic off limits there, and it's Grown Folks Bible Study. To follow, text the message DS, D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222. Again, that's DS. That's your message. And send it to phone number 33222. You'll receive a confirmation text, and you'll know that you're following the show. Now, if you are unable to write this down, all of this information is on my ministry website, rawsi.org. That's rawsi.org. And you'll also see new information there. Just so you know, I'm getting ready to launch out into television ministry. Praise the Lord. Yes, launching out and launching into. I do now have the button on our ministry website so that you can sow a seed, because it's very costly to go into television ministry. But we want to be soul winners every day, and we want to help spread this gospel every day. So please go on to rossi.org and donate whatever your heart leads you to do to help be a soul winner every day and spread this gospel. All of that information, the ability to contact me, send me your prayer request, your testimonies, the invitations to your church. Some of you are reaching out. Don't go through my law office. Just reach out on the contact booking page of rossi.org, and I will get back with you. All right, let's get ready to get into this word. Rossi.org is rawsi.org. I'm in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 23, reading from the KJV. And excuse my voice, it's a little hoarse, I've been sick. All things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but all things edify not. Listen to that again. All things are lawful for me. In other words, all things are permissible for me as long as they are in accordance with the word and will of God. but all things are not expedient. So everything is not for me, even as it is within God's will, you know, within his word, his permissible will. It may not be the best for me to do. All things are lawful for me. Again, if it's in his word, the opportunity for me to do it and not fall into sin is there. But all things edify not. Everything is not within the purpose and destiny of my life. Everything is not for me to do. Everything is not for you to do. Isn't that powerful? Come on and give God praise for his word. What is our topic for today? Forced energy. When I was a kid, there used to be this song, and the lyrics were, "If it don't fit, don't force it. Just relax and let it go. Just because that's how you want it doesn't mean it will be so." Forced energy. Trying to fit a square peg into a round hole. Forced energy. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 23 that I just read unto you, Paul was letting us know that even though we may be operating within the permissive will of God, in other words, we're doing things or saying things or planning out things that are within his will from a big picture context, everything or to do everything may not be the best thing for you, or it may not be the best thing for me, because it does not edify, exhort, uplift, nor bring into operation the effectuation of God's purpose for your life. For example, maybe you are the praise team leader at church, and what you want to do is to bring in more members. But your church is a very traditional church. So what you do is you decide that you want to up the praise team to another level, if you will. That's how you're describing it. That's how you're pitching it. Excuse me for my voice. To others. And so now what you want is you want to bring in the most contemporary gospel songs. Instead of the praise team wearing their robes, you now want them to come in jeans and high heels, and the men to come in t-shirts and jeans, because you're trying to reach a younger demographic. And you want to start putting quite a bit of worldly dance moves into your praise, because that's been shown to excite and draw a younger crowd. Now, is it a sin for the women to wear jeans and high heels? No. Is it a sin for the guys to wear t-shirts and jeans? No. But that's not the ministry of your church. That's not whom your church has been set up to draw based on the vision given to your pastor. So although it is permissible, although it's not a sin, it will not edify your church, because what will happen is you will draw in the people to excite them, but not to make them disciples of Christ. They're only coming to see what is your next gimmick. And because you're operating off of a gimmick, Sunday after Sunday, you have to put forth another gimmick, a better gimmick. It's forced energy. It is permissible, but not expedient. It doesn't edify the body of Christ, nor the ministry and the anointing of praise that God has placed in you. Isn't this good teaching? We also see this in relationships. We're trying to force a man to want us who doesn't want us. Or we're trying to force a lady to want you who doesn't want you. They're trying to force people to be your friends who do not want to be your friends. You're trying to force yourself into a job or clothing or a neighborhood or friendships or relationships that, although permissible, they're not the best thing for you. And how do you know they're not the best thing? Because they bring no joy into your life. Trying to work through the process brings no divine peace, glory. All it does is just come in and cause depression. It's toxicity, it's negativity. You're always having to cry about it or be sullen and melancholy because the joy of the Lord is not in it, because it's forced energy. It's not where God has ordained for you to be. It's not with whom God has ordained for you to be with. They're not the friends who seek to help you grow. Rather, they're the people who are jealous of you or envious of you or just don't like you. But for some reason, you have caused them to be able to validate your worth. You feel like they're better than you. So if you can hang around them, that now validates you instead of understanding that your validation comes from the Lord. Forced energy. Will you please like me? Will you please accept me? Will you please tell me I'm good enough? Will you please love me? Nothing I've done is enough. Everything I've done is insufficient. My love is inadequate. All of my attempts, they're never going to bring it into fruition. But still, I keep pushing against the prick. I keep trying when I know I need to let go, trying to force it, but it does not fit. It doesn't fit, brothers and sisters. It doesn't fit. And if it don't fit, don't force it. Just relax and let it go. That relationship that you wanted, those friendships that you wanted, they may be permissible, but they're not the best for you. Forced energy. Let's get ready to go into prayer. We don't have but 15 minutes on Daily Fires and just good teaching. Glory. You think this is good? Wait until we deal with the lust of the flesh tonight on Grown Folks Real Talk. I'm sorry, Real Talk Grown Folks Bible Study. Father, we come today in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we give thy name praise and glory. Lord, we honor you for the power of you. We honor you for the graciousness of you. We honor you for the forgiving power, the mercy and love of you. Oh, Lord, today we come asking you to help us understand that our validation is in you, that everything about us is good because you made us so. And that we do not have to run around running after relationships, running after friendships, trying to conform ourselves to the world and do the things that everyone else says we ought to do just because they're permissible, when they bring no joy, when they bring no peace, when they bring no goodness, when it's a strain just to have conversation. When it's a strain just to even be able to communicate, because those people don't care about us or they don't want us around. And Lord, we're trying to force it. We're trying to force it. We're trying to force it. Help us to get to the root cause of why we feel the need to force energy, glory. And we're, Lord, we're not talking about things where there's a need for us to be assertive, or there is even a need for us to be aggressive to bring about the perfection of your will in the earth. But where, God, we just are places we don't need to be. Speaking where we cannot be heard. Trespassing where we are not wanted. Because we have given those people in those situations the authority to judge our worth. Now, Father, I ask you to bless everyone listening. Bless them going out and bless them going in. Father, bless them when they rise and bless them when they lie down. Bless them as they travel. Bless them as they go throughout their day. And Father, help them to understand that letting go and letting God is more than a cliche. But there are times when we have done all that we can do, and there's nothing else for us to do but to give it to you and keep moving forward. Help us to let go and let you, Lord, so we quit forcing things that ought not to be. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And Lord, we just say thank you. We just say hallelujah. Oh, Father, we glorify you for this powerful word that's taking us from the status quo of our lives to glory, to glory, to glory in you, forcing us to look inward and to deal with our own insecurities and inadequacies so that we are fit for your use in our everyday lives. We are so with us. In the name of Jesus, we pray, everybody say hallelujah. Say hallelujah, Jesus. Come on and praise him. Come on and praise him wherever you are. Just clap your hands and give him praise. Amen. I'm going to give the altar call. Then I'll end with our task. But you just keep on praising God because he's delivering you right now. For those of you who are not saved or who are backslidden, for those of you who are trying to force things that you know you ought to let go, I ask you to repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. Now, Lord, I give everything to you. I will no longer try to force what I need to let go. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord. Amen. Come on and praise him. Everybody just praise him. Come on and give him praise. Hallelujah. He is our God. He is our Savior. Now listen, welcome to the family of Christ. Make sure everyone that you're tuning in to your daily devotional with me here on Daily Fire, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. And on Daily Real Talk, Grown Folks Bible Study. I'm sorry, I'm not feeling well, but we're going to go forth in the Word tonight at 7 p.m. If you go to rossi.org on the broadcast page, there's a one-click button to call in to these broadcasts. And there's a one-click button to be able to tune in, button to be able to tune in online. So just go to rossi.org. If you're following by texting the message DF to phone number 33222, you'll receive a recording of today's message so that you can bless others by sharing it. I'm sure you know some other people who need to let go of some things that they're trying to force. You also receive a reminder at 7 p.m. tonight when we go live, and it'll have the link to listen online as well as the number to call in. All right, everything you need is on rossi.org. Please make sure to go and sow a seed. I plan to be definitely in ministry on TBN before the end of this year, and I will tell you it takes money to get out there and do it. I do so much already of my own accord, but I want to spread this gospel. Will you partner with me to help be a soul winner every day? Just go to rossi.org on any page. There's the donate button, and you can donate, sow that seed of whatever you want to Rossi Williams Ministries. We're going to take the world by storm. All right, our topic for today is forced energy. Your task for today is to let go and let God. Quit trying to force the situations that are causing you nothing but pain and tears every day, whether it's family, friends, on the job. Let go and let God do it, and you just continue to be a witness. I'll see you tonight on Real Talk Grown Folks Bible Study. No topic off limits, and I'll actually be able to take your questions via phone or online live on air. If it don't fit, don't force it. Come on, let go and let God. See you tonight.